This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Here in Southern California, the new year started with high wind warnings. Strong Santa Ana winds are blowing up to 70 miles an hour in some areas, and that means authorities are on the lookout for wildfires. San Diego County still bears the scars of last October's fires. 10 people died then, and more than $1 billion worth of property was destroyed. So you may wonder why much of San Diego County still relies on outsiders and volunteers to fight its fires. NPR's Carrie Kahn went looking for some answers.
Come on.
Bill Middleton calls out to his three cows resting alongside his 20-acre home in rural San Diego County. His small herd keeps the grass and flammable chaparral low to the ground.
It's part of our effort just to try and make our house defensible. That paid us dividends this year when the fire came through.
Last October's wildfire literally roared through this picturesque valley just outside the town of Ramona, burning dozens of homes. Middleton, a retired firefighter, says his house is still standing because of its preventative measures and because he stayed by his barn all night to put out half a dozen small fires that erupted from flying embers.
If you look at an awful lot of the homes that burned out here, they burned after the fires went over the top of them, some of them even the next day. So that meant that there was a small fire hidden someplace that people either didn't see or there was nobody there to see it.
Middleton says nobody saw the embers erupt since it took firefighters 4 days before they made a pass through the area. That's not surprising since the closest company run by volunteers covers 125 square miles. During congressional hearings held this fall in San Diego, state and federal lawmakers like California's U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein chastised the county for its lack of resources.
I deeply believe that San Diego has to increase the size of its fire services. This means eventually a loss of life of a major scale if nothing happens.
The county has just 2 water-dropping helicopters. The city has 1. That leaves the state to provide the bulk of crucial aerial assets. And during the October wildfire, state officials refused to let their pilots fly during the first 3 days of the fires because of safety concerns. Lately, there's been growing pressure on San Diego to take responsibility for its own fire protection and unify the region's resources into one agency, even if it costs taxpayers money.
You know, I think a lot of people come in and try to understand San Diego after they've spent 5 minutes here without realizing that it's distinctly different than some of the other counties in California.
Ron Roberts is the chairman of the San Diego County Board of Supervisors.
Distinctly different in that over 51% of the county is owned by the state and the federal government. And it necessitates a whole series of different solutions, if you will, because of that.
Robert says there are 18 different cities in the county plus 65 fire departments, most run by dedicated volunteers. He says he isn't convinced that rolling them all into one bureaucracy is the best solution. Kerry Coleman, chief of the volunteer Intermountain Fire Department, agrees. He says his station operates on an $80,000 a year budget and is adequately staffed to answer the one emergency call a day he averages.
Professionalism is not defined by a paycheck. It's a standard of performance. And you can do it with volunteers and reserves. There's no reason you can't.
During the October fire, Coleman says all 42 volunteers were out working. He asks what would taxpayers gain by turning his station into a paid department with a multi-million dollar budget. Former San Diego City Fire Chief Jeff Bowman calls the current system short-sighted and says it's cost the county 23 lives and more than 4,000 homes in the past 4 years.
It's great. System if you can get away with that.
Bowman quit his post after the deadly 2003 Cedar Fire when officials balked at his calls to fund 22 new fire stations and hire hundreds of new firefighters.
They just claim that this region's different. I think it's different as well, but different in a bad way. They just have failed to recognize their responsibility.
Since 2003, voters have twice rejected ballot initiatives aimed at beefing up firefighting resources. They may get another chance to weigh in on the subject soon, though. Plans to put a bond measure on the ballot are expected to be announced early January. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, San Diego.